Hello, and welcome to Talking Back, the companion podcast of English study app Study Now. My name is Scott Pikarczyk, and once a month I sit down with a guest and we select a few of the articles that appeared on Study Now and have a lighthearted discussion about them. The end of the year is approaching fast, so today we thought we'd talk a little bit about New Year celebrations, including Japan's TV tradition of kohaku. But first up, we'll talk about the big buzzwords of 2019. Thanks for joining us today. And today, we got back in the studio Steve. Steve, welcome. Are you thinking about any New Year resolutions to challenge yourself in the new year?
No, I've given up on the concept of New Year's resolutions. I'm not joking, I'm serious. Because I never accomplish my New Year's resolution, but I always accomplish other things that I didn't resolve to do. So I just figured there's no point to it. I'm satisfied with my level of accomplishment.
Right.
But I noticed on social media, like a big question. Now it's 2019, so it's actually the end of the decade, too, not just the year.
Oh, right, yeah.
The whole decade. So people are asking, like, what was your big accomplishment of the decade?
Oh, boy.
I learned to juggle. I'm pretty happy about
that. Really?
Yeah.
Juggling. How many things can you juggle?
Three. And poorly, but I can do it. I can handle it for about a minute. But that's good enough.
Good. Yeah, juggling is fun.
Yes.
Yeah, I can do a maximum of three as well. I think I've tried four, but yeah, I can't keep that going for more than 10 seconds.
I mean, who are you trying to impress after that?
So speaking of looking back on the year, it's getting to be that time of the year where every website and newspaper are coming out with their 2019 best of lists or top whatever lists. And we had an article in Study Now that covered one of these lists on November 12th, titled Japanese Buzzword Award Shortlist for 2019 Announced. We just thought we would go through the list, which is called the 2019 Yukan New Word Buzzword Award. And
take a look at
And get our reactions to some of these words. So, Steve, what's some of the words you got there?
Well, one of the words we got here is cashless or point kongen.
Right, like the point systems.
Yeah. Do you use any cashless things?
I've started using, the Suica cashless on my iPhone. So I don't have the actual Suica card. It's in my iPhone somehow, and I just tap the train gate or I tap at 7-Eleven or whatever.
Yeah, the train gate, that's a good one to use there. Yeah, I'm with the line one myself.
So do you get the points, speaking of the point kongen or the point systems where you get points and then get some kind of bonus?
I did at the beginning. They don't seem to do it as much anymore. But yeah, I squirreled away a good 2,000 yen worth of points.
Oh, wow.
It was just good for daily, buy a coffee or something.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it was great. I hope they do more of that.
Yeah. Well, the government is definitely pushing cashless. So yeah. I think we're going to see a lot more of that.
Yeah. Well, also, we got a subscription. Subusuku.
Short for what? Subscription.
Yeah,
subscription.
So referring to subscription-based services like Netflix, which of course is the go-to example for that.
Right. I wonder if the adoption of cashless payment in Japan is starting to boost the popularity of subscription services, because now it's so much easier to pay for something that's coming from online, Netflix or Spotify or Apple Music. Not everybody had credit cards, but now with cashless payment, it's a lot easier to pay for these things.
Yeah. So also on the list, we got a tapiru, which is the verb form of tapioca, meaning let's go tapioca.
Drink.
Oh, we call it bubble tea where I came from. What was it?
Yeah, same. We call it bubble tea.
Yeah. That was really big probably about 20 years ago in Canada, I think. I have yet to ever drink bubble tea.
It's really satisfying.
Really?
Because you get the super wide straw and you suck on the straw and then the little tapioca balls come up and they just go thunk, thunk, thunk. And then you get to chew them and they're really tasty and then you do it again.
Sounds dangerous. You choke on that?
I mean, not if you're an adult and know how to eat things that come into your mouth.
I don't know. All right, well, maybe we should wrap this up just with what we think maybe is the English word of the year, just in your opinion.
Oh, boy.
Two big words I've heard a lot recently, I think, are stan. That seems like a new one. Stan.
Stamp?
Stan. S-T-A-N. Stan.
Like the name Stan?
Yeah. You never heard that yet? You don't know?
No.
Shit, get with the times, man. Come on.
I guess that's I need to read more news.
Stan is like a fan, a big fan of something. I think you can use it like as a noun or a verb. So you can say like, oh, I'm a big Beyonce stan. Or I'm really standing on Beyonce right now, like that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you know where it comes from?
I do, actually. It comes from that Eminem song that was titled Stan.
And oh.
Do you know that song? It's the one with where the Dido goes. Because it was about Stan, he was a super fan of Eminem. He's writing the crazy letters, like, because he's like a mega Eminem fan. So the idea is like you're like that insane killer in the song. So Stan, yeah, it's a big thing. All the kids are saying that nowadays.
I think one of my favorite buzzwords from the last year or two has got to be when you call somebody basic.
Is that rude? That sounds kind of.
And it's one of the reasons I like it is because it's such a soft insult.
It's like quaint. Oh, how quaint.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if somebody has like, you know, just really simple tastes in, you know, music or food or something like that. And you're kind of like shaming them for not being more complex or, you know, having a more sophisticated taste. Hmm. Like you're trying to sound so smart.
So what would be the opposite of basic?
Oh, so I think the companion to basic is extra, which is almost a compliment, depending on how you use it, because you're basically saying that they've got an extra appeal of some kind. If somebody has like a really
intense,
like a really intense fashion style or something, and you know, you can say like, oh man, they are so extra.
So if someone calls me extra, should I feel good or bad?
I think it depends entirely on the context.
Mm. That's difficult.
Welcome to language, baby.
I'm pretty sure I don't do anything extra, though. I'm fairly basic, as the kids would say. Yeah.
You're basic.
I stand accordingly. basically, that's it. We don't got anything extra for you.
The Talking Back podcast is available in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you usually like to find your podcasts. Our next topic is from an article that appeared on Study Now on November 23rd, titled "This Year's Kohaku Artists Announced." And of course, this is referring to the yearly TV special in Japan, the Kohaku Utagassen.
Yes, or the red and white song battle.
Yes. Yeah, so basically there's two teams, the red team and the white team, which are also the women's team and the men's team. And they compete by doing song performances. And basically the audience can vote via their TV remotes, which is such a cool aspect to it. Like you don't have to go online, like you can just use the built-in function of the TV system.
Yeah, we do that. A lot of kids programs have those like interactive things where you play games on the show and stuff.
Oh really? It's so cool.
Yeah,
I watched Kohaku for the first time a couple of years ago, maybe 4 years ago now, and it's really fun. It kind of has an old-time, you know, traditional feel to it, where it's like this is something that's been happening for, you know, decades, and you can feel that when you're watching it.
Yeah, there's kind of a pageantry to it.
Yeah,
I watch moments. I never watched the whole thing. Actually, I just realized now you said it was divided between men and women. I had no idea.
Oh yeah,
I never watched it that carefully. Just occasional songs.
Right, right.
It's like background music for me.
Yeah, like, I enjoy kind of having like a quiet New Year's party, maybe have some friends over and we put it on in the background and sometimes we'll watch it and then sometimes we'll have a conversation and sometimes we vote and sometimes we don't. But it's fun. It's kind of I like how it's become, you know, a tradition that we, my family enjoys as well. Even though it's not something that I grew up with, it's a new tradition that we can enjoy.
Okay. Well, are there any performers this year you're looking forward to?
Well, I know and remember Misha, who I love. And she's in there.
Oh, I know. Furin does that paprika song.
Okay.
Kids love that, so I hear that pretty much several times a week. Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I also like being exposed to some of the older Enka-style music that I'm not as familiar with, because I enjoy Enka a little bit. I also like doing Enka karaoke, so I'm always like trying to find new songs that I want to try to sing.
Can you sing a little bit of Enka now?
I will not do that to my listeners.
We gotta do that little tremolo voice.
The only requirement for me singing Enka is that I do have to be a little bit drunk in order for it to be listenable.
I always think it's odd how we have like song battles and how people tend to treat music like a competitive sport. That always fascinates me. I don't know why we do that. Why are we compelled to rate and rank music? Why can't we just enjoy it?
Yeah, really, because musical taste is so personal.
Yeah. And we don't have like a painting contest, like, oh, here's the top 10 paintings of the year. why music do we have to rank it?
Yeah, that's a good question. Do the winners get anything? Do they get a prize?
I guess just bragging rights.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm rooting for Furin because, again, my kids really like that paprika song. They can't get enough of it. So. Although they do like Dub Pumps USA too. They're equally fond of that. I think you'll be pleased to know that my children's entire perception of the United States of America is based on Dub Pumps USA.
Is that song actually even about the USA?
I don't know, but they're aware of the USA now thanks to that song.
Well, mission accomplished then.
Yeah, they're reaching a whole new generation. If you enjoyed today's episode, visit our homepage at studynow.jp and download our English News Study app.
Every day, you can read and listen to articles like the ones we talked about in this podcast. For each story, the app gives you vocabulary and grammar explanations in Japanese.
And with a premium subscription, you'll get access to show notes from today's podcast episode, a full transcript of our conversation, and many other study tools that will help your English study efforts.
So that's it for this episode. Steve, thanks so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And good luck to whatever Kohaku team you end up rooting for.
I forgot. Dub Pump. You want to bet on it? How about let's bet on it?
Actually, yeah, we should. Yeah. How about we let's bet an item from the heated food area at the convenience store downstairs.
Like a big American dog or a...
Yeah. American dog, a Nikuman, something like that.
Fair enough.
All right. You heard it here first, folks. Steve rooting for the white team. Me rooting for the red. We'll do a recap on the next episode.
Next year.
And thanks for listening to Talking Back, the official podcast of Study Now, the English News Study app.